Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Come on, Dad, open it.
Oh, well, shouldn't we wait for Josh?
He'll be ages.
He's downloading stuff from his camcorder. Wants to free up his disc so he can film everything.
Oh.
Go on.
Okay. Let's have a look. Oh, hey, brilliant.
They're from a microbrewery Uncle Kenton knows.
Oh, thanks, kids. Well, I'll definitely have earned one of these by the end of today, too.
And this should sustain you until then.
Ooh, boy, that looks scrummy.
And
thanks,
I'm doing
Pip.
You some toast.
Ah, cheers, Ben. Well, you are spoiling me this morning.
Well, happy Father's Day.
Oh, thank you.
That smells good.
Oh, do you want some brunch too, Mum?
Oh, I'll leave it to your dad to pile on the pounds.
Oh, the cheek.
I've not got time, really. I want to nip down to Usha's with her card and flowers.
Just think, half century.
Just as long as you don't phrase it quite like that to her.
Oh,
before we get off, Mum, can I just go over a couple of ideas?
Yeah, okay, go on.
Well, I thought, Dad, if you do your plough-to-plate talk around lunchtime...
Yep, no problem.
It might get a few people thinking about buying lunch.
Very canny.
Well, since it's about beef and bread and Brenda's doing the burger van...
No, that's good thinking.
And, Ben...
Oh!
You can help Gran by giving out these pots to the kids, whoever wants one.
What for?
They'll have cream in them, and if they're shaken, it'll turn into butter.
Then they can spread their own butter onto the scones that your Gran's bringing.
Cool.
If they've got a spare 3 hours.
Yeah.
Ben, the toast!
Oh!
You muppet!
Come on, let's see if it can be salvaged.
Pip.
Yeah?
This one?
When you brief the stewards,
here.
You need to warn them to look out for anyone straying from designated areas.
Okay.
Yeah, but keep this it light. One? Just talk about the vandalism locally, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I get it.
But make absolutely sure everyone is on message. Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
Hey, can you get that in for me? Then it doesn't trail on the grass. Oh, Georgie said he's got a card for you too when he gets back from Wills.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, his teacher let him make two.
Right, get the ball. Look, there it is. It's running in that bush. Good girl.
You will keep a close eye on him today, won't you?
Yes, don't worry.
Maybe he should come out with me and Kira.
No, he's been looking forward to Open Farm Sunday for weeks.
It just seems daft taking extra risks.
Well, it seems just as daft disappointing him for no real reason. He'll be with me. I won't let him out of sight.
Promise.
Well, that's it. Kick it to me. Oh, that was a good kick. You ready? Yay! Go! You go and get it. Anyway, if he can't come, he'll only moan and spoil your day.
Yeah, that's true.
What are you doing anyway?
Well, since Mum and Auntie Tracy are cooking Sunday dinner for Grandad, I thought I'd treat Dad to a pub lunch.
Oh, we'll like
that. Somebody taking my name in vain.
Oh, you're right, Neil.
Hiya, Dad. I was just going to come up and see you.
Hello, Kira. Well, once I'd done the pigs and the hens, I thought I might as well walk down for a paper, and then I thought, well, I might as well carry on and see what my two favourite girls were up to.
Oh, of course there's no cricket today.
No, not for me anyway.
Great. No boring old cricket. I can have you all to myself for Father's Day.
Yeah, well, great.
So where do you want to go for lunch?
Oh, I don't know.
Somewhere where there's a beer garden with swings and things for Kira. Hey, and money's no object. I did a wedding yesterday and they were really generous with their tips.
Well, then, if money's no object...
Well done, David. Great talk.
Oh, thanks.
And Pip was right. Look at that queue for the burgers.
Yeah. How was Usha?
Oh, fine. Bit fed up that Amy's still not putting an appearance. Mm. Especially with it being Father's Day.
Oh, poor old Alan.
So, how's it all going, do you think?
Hang on. Hi, Ed.
Hiya.
Hello, George.
Hello.
You having a good time?
Oh, yeah. I made a scarecrow.
Have you?
Me and Ben.
Yeah, it's got a pair of Bert's old trousers on and one of Frieda's pinnies.
Oh, well, good thinking, George.
covering all angles.
It's Grandma where she plucks the turkeys.
Of course it is, you two ignoramuses. And everything's okay?
Yeah, yeah.
There have not been any...
No, nothing at all. Not that I've spotted, anyway.
David?
No, nor me.
And what about the others? Where's Josh?
He went over to Coombell to film the kids on the combine.
And Spence and the other stewards?
Love, relax. It's all fine. And everyone's on red alert.
Why are they on red alert?
They're just looking after everyone, mate.
Why?
Well, we want everyone to have a great day, don't we?
Here we are. Oh, cheers, Dad.
Cheers.
Happy Father's Day. Just a minute, sweetheart. Let Mummy pour it into your cup. Hey, guess what, Dad?
Go on.
When I went to the car park to get Kira's nappy bag, I saw Chris drive past with Tom and Roy in his car.
Oh, did you?
They're here in Paxley. What are the chances, eh, Dad?
Yeah.
Okay, everyone. Okay, hope you're having a good time with us today.
Yeah.
Good day. Well, in a few minutes, you'll see this yard here on my left, which is the collecting yard. You'll see it fill up with our dairy herd. They're brought down from pasture twice a day for milking.
And there's space for about half a dozen at a time if you want to see how the cows are milked, isn't there, Dad?
Absolutely. And we're particularly proud of our milk at Brookfield because we keep the herd... Oh, whoops. There goes my sister's father-in-law in his old banger. Sorry, Riley. As I was saying, one of the things we pride ourselves on is keeping our herd out on grass for longer than the norm, which studies have shown means that our milk is more nutritious. Sorry, is everything okay at the back?
Dad, what's going on?
I don't know. Where was I?
David! David!
What?
Get everyone over to the orchard now! Quick!
What's happening?
The bullocks are out!
Get Spencer and the others, now!
Spencer!
That way, over there! Towards the farmhouse, quickly!
Get Spencer! Over here, everybody! This way!
There's no need to panic, but please move quickly!
Follow the farmer, that way! That way!
You lot, get over to Ed and stop the bullocks. Keep them out of here.
Come on, quick!
Right, this way, everybody, please. Come on, quickly. Right, move down into the orchard over there. Come on, make room.
Ed!
Oh, my God. George!
Ed!
Ed! It's George!
George! Where is he?
George, get back into the barn! George! No! No, no! Go back!
Ed, where are you?
David? Where is he? I can't see him!
Barn door, Ed! The barn door!
Oh, I'm coming! Mind out when I move! I'm coming! Oh, I got you! Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Oh, you're safe now. You're safe.
Boo. boo. Oh, just a minute, Kira. Grandad's got a text back from Richard Thwaite.
Dad.
Oh, have you got the ice creams?
Oh, they're bringing them out with some more drinks.
Oh, smash it.
Who's that from?
Richard Thwaite.
Oh, what's he want?
Oh, just answered one I sent him.
Oh, put your phone away. Don't want anyone else bothering you. Got a totally free afternoon for once.
Yeah, haven't I just?
Hup, hup, hup. Go on, get up.
I know, I do realise. All I can do is offer my sincere apologies.
Pip, are you okay?
The bullocks got out.
Go on!
Where's Ben?
It's okay, he's in the kitchen with Gran. They've got George with them too.
Is everybody all right?
Just about. It was a close run thing.
George came out just as they were running through.
What?
It's okay, Mum. Ed grabbed him in time.
Well, what about everybody else?
Well, we got everyone into the orchard, apart from a few idiots taking snaps on their mobiles.
Are you okay, Mum?
Yeah. Well, they still look jumpy.
Oh, the punters.
The bullocks.
Ed, can you, Pip and Josh get them up to Coombell?
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
But the combine's in there.
Well, that doesn't really matter, Ruth. Just about everyone's gone home. One or two of them muttering darkly about lawyers.
They can't sue us.
I've no idea. How the hell did they get out?
Oh, look. Kira's exhausted.
Yeah. You know, I think she needed that. I don't know how many times she climbed up that slide.
Well, I'm glad we brought the pushchair. Such a lovely village.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, what's going on there?
I don't know. The hedge is too thick.
Well, what's behind the hedge?
It's Paxi Cricket Ground.
Look, it's Chris. Did you know Ambridge was playing?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'd quite like to watch the match, wouldn't you?
Well...
And gloat a bit if they're missing your skills.
Well, I'm not sure about that.
Oh, you poor thing.
Huh?
Why didn't you say? Come on, while Kira's asleep, before we miss any more of it.
I knew it. Pip. Pip, over here.
Have you found something?
I'd say so.
Is it where they got out?
Look, yeah, see for yourself.
No.
Yeah, made damn sure it was plenty wide enough for her to get through.
It's the gang, isn't it?
Yeah. And I bet that if we look over there, we'll find some kind of firework or something.
Yeah, the bang.
Well, it didn't take much to start a stampede.
How can anyone be that cruel?
Hey, look, there's no one here now. They'll be long gone.
It's not that. How dare they sabotage our open farm day like this? How dare they?
I know.
They all could have been hurt.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, God.
Look, don't touch anything. I'm getting the police over here. Now...
Come in.
Ah, Daryl.
All right?
Yeah, close the door, would you? There you go. Thanks for coming in so early, I appreciate it.
That's all right, boss.
Now, I need you over at the renovation straight away.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a delivery of kitchen units on the way. I want you to help unload the gear, all right?
Yeah, no problem.
And give this to the driver.
Blimey.
Don't expect a receipt, there won't be one.
Right.
You got a problem?
No, it's fine.
Good. Bloke's a mate of mine, very trustworthy. Works for Borchester Building Supplies.
Got ya.
Not that I need explain myself to you, eh?
No, of course not.
Yeah, glad we're clear on that. Well, haven't you got somewhere to be?
Oh.
Kenton?
Oh, I was just thinking about something Meriel said yesterday.
What about?
Oh, it was just a sailing thing. Yeah, she's becoming quite a good little sailor, you know.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. I'd love to take her out for the day, just the two of us. Do some exploring.
Yeah, I know you would.
In a year or two, she'll be off with her mates. She'll have better things to do than spend a whole day pandering to her dad.
Oh. Don't be stupid.
Jolene.
Yeah?
I know that we said we'd park it for the moment, but...
Look, why don't you have a look at a few websites? Check the prices.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Is there any point?
Well, you never know. I mean, there might be some offers.
Yeah, there might. Probably a waste of time, though.
Oh, go on. It won't hurt to try, will it?
No.
Come on, kids. If you want to lift to the bus stop, you've got 2 minutes. Oh, Mum.
Morning, David. Sorry, did I startle you?
No. I was miles away. Come in.
How are you?
Okay. Didn't get much sleep.
Oh, dear. And Ruth?
The same.
Has Pip set off for college? I didn't see her car.
No, she's over at Bridge Farm.
Oh, yes, of course.
She's still doing a couple of mornings. They've got the relief milkers starting, but that's just for the afternoons.
I'm glad she's got something to take her mind off things. She was terribly upset last night.
Yes, she was. And how are you?
Oh, I'm all right, dear.
Good. Would you like some tea?
No, don't worry about me. I'll see to myself.
Okay.
It's just such a shame I had a lot of the cakes and scones left.
Yes.
But that can't be helped. I can always take them to the fake meeting on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Have the police been?
Police?
Well, didn't they say they'd send someone today to investigate?
You
know, about the fence. The vandals, David.
Sit down, please, Mum.
What's the matter?
Please.
It's not one of those silly people from yesterday who threatened to sue, is it?
No.
So what is it?
Mum, no one will be suing us because the Bullocks didn't get out because of any negligence on my or Ruth's part.
Of course not.
And it wasn't vandalism.
I don't understand.
It was sabotage.
And get that taken inside.
Excuse me?
The plasterboard. You all right, mate?
Yeah, I'm looking for the site manager.
Oh, you found him.
Good.
So what can I do you for?
So I've got them kitchen units.
Oh, right. I was expecting somebody from Borchester Building Supplies.
Yeah, can we get a move on?
Yeah, but your van's not...
Come with me, my friend. So, you want to spy before you buy?
You can't be too careful, can you?
Satisfied?
Oh, sorry. You know how it is. Yeah. Yeah, that all looks a business. Okay, let's do it.
Hang on, my friend. Haven't you got something for me?
Oh, yeah, up front.
Well, you know how it is.
Yeah, I suppose that's okay. Here you go.
Good lad. Right, ready when you are.
Jill?
Ruth?
Are you okay?
I was just trying to decide what to do with this.
What is it?
It's the information board about the new slurry tank. I don't suppose you'll need it next year.
Why don't you come inside? I'll make us both a coffee.
There's such a lot to do.
Nothing that can't wait.
Oh, I'd rather get on with it. Where's David?
He's with the police officer. They've just got back from Trefoil.
Did they find anything?
Nothing. No fibres or footprints. Though they said yesterday it was a long shot. These people were hardly going to leave their wire cutters handy, conveniently covered in fingerprints.
Oh, dear.
Jill.
And all those other things that have happened. You've been under a terrible strain. Can the police do anything?
Not really. Not unless they can find evidence. There might be something on Josh's camcorder. They're taking that with them.
To think you were bringing the dairy herd down and we were all here, and all the while they were in Trefoil, a few hundred yards away.
Yeah.
What would have happened if Ben had wandered off up there?
I know.
He found a ram, you said, mutilated.
A couple of weeks ago.
Poor Ben. He never said anything to me about it.
He hasn't talked about it much at all. But he has had nightmares.
Poor thing.
Yeah.
And I expect George will be having them too.
Emma said he was up in the night.
His little legs were still wobbly when Ned took him home.
Thank God he got to him in time.
I can't believe anyone could do something that cruel. Bullocks running down here into the farmyard, knowing full well there were children here.
Well, that's it, isn't it? They knew. That's why they did it.
If George had been injured or...
Don't.
Ruth, it would have been tantamount to murder.
And everything's all right with it?
Yeah, no props. I checked the units over and all fit for purpose.
Good, cheers.
Matt?
Yeah?
Look, before you ring off...
What?
Well, this bloke...
Well?
I thought you said he worked for Borsetshire Building Supplies.
Yeah, and?
We turned up in this white van. No name on the side, no insignia, no nothing.
You got something to say, Darrell?
Oh, he could be anybody.
I told you who he is. He's a mate.
Yeah, but...
A mate who some of the time works for himself. It helps keep my costs down.
OK. It just made me wonder if...
Yeah, well, I don't pay you to wonder, Darrell.
No.
I'll pay you to do what I ask. If that's all right by you.
Hey. Kenton.
Hey.
How about with cheap flights, then?
No. I trawled the whole web, nothing.
Really?
Yeah, unbelievable. I mean, where are people finding the money to pay the full whack these days?
Well, some people have got it, I suppose.
I'll have another malt, Jolene, please.
Okay, right you are.
All right, Matt.
Yeah, not bad at all. Yourself?
Yeah, not bad. Oh, well, it was a long shot.
Oh, I'm sorry, Liv.
Oh, cheers.
Still, at least we never said anything to Mary. She'd have been really disappointed if I'd had to let her down.
Yeah, she would.
Right, OK, well... Bye, then. I better be off to Jack's.
Yeah, see you later, Liv.
Yeah, see you, Matt.
Yeah, see you. Well, he's not happy, Bunny.
No.
Well, you don't look your usual cheery self.
Oh, I've just been warming to the idea of going to New Zealand.
Huh?
Yeah, I quite fancied seeing Lucy, you know, Sid's daughter.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and her little boy, Sidney, and Matthew and all.
Yeah.
But Kenton's so gutted, I can tell. He'd started building up hopes of spending time with Mariel, and it... Oh, I don't look like it'll happen now.
I'll give you a hand shelling these later, if you like.
Thanks. Will you stay and have lunch?
Yes, all right. Thank you, dear.
It's only salad.
That's fine. I'm not terribly hungry.
What time's lunch, Ruth?
Whenever you want.
I was just wondering whether to start on the grain store before or after.
Did you mend the fence?
Yeah. The detective in charge of Adam's case rang too.
Oh?
What did he want?
Just wanted to see how we were.
Really?
Well, reading between the lines, I think he wanted to make sure that I was still on board to testify.
I bet.
How do you mean?
Just that it's the assault case that's his priority.
Well, yes, and it's fair enough. He needs to be sure I'm not bowing to pressure.
And aren't you?
Of course I'm not, Mum. I want to do the right thing.
The right thing by Adam?
It would be the right thing to do whoever had been attacked.
Would it?
Well, yes, obviously.
David, I'm very proud of you for coming forward and going to the police to identify the people involved.
Thank you.
And I'm sure your father would have been very proud too.
I hope he would.
Phil believed very strongly in civic duty.
And standing up for what you believe in.
Those are all wonderful qualities, David.
Mum, there's obviously a butt in here somewhere.
Let your mum speak, David.
I'd just like you to stop and think a moment.
What about?
Well, the circumstances have changed from what they were when you first went to the police.
No, nothing has changed. These criminals hit Adam over the head and left him to die.
Yes, I know that.
So what are you saying?
David, just listen.
I want you to think about Ruth and the children and their safety.
They will be a hell of a lot safer when these violent criminals are behind bars.
If they end up behind bars.
Which won't stand a chance of happening unless I stand up to them.
I just want you to promise me you'll think about what I've said.
Mum, I have thought about it. Ruth and I have thought about nothing else. We've talked about it in great detail, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
And we both agree that I have come this far and I should see it through to the end. Isn't that right, Ruth?
Hi, Alice.
Hi. Drawing Nans?
Yeah. We haven't done a grading for a while, so I'm banking on there being at least 80 or so ready for the abattoir.
You're not on your own, are you?
Ryan's giving me a hand.
Mum said you're back working a full week.
Yep.
Well, don't overdo it.
Don't worry, I've had the lecture from Mum.
So how are you doing?
Ask me at the end of the week.
What are you up to on Friday, Adam? For your birthday?
Ian's taking me out for dinner. Some place near Felpersham.
Oh, that sounds great.
Should be.
Chris and I will be going out for something to eat too. Then on to the comedy club.
Yeah?
It's his birthday on Friday too?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Mum did mention it.
Should I remind you on the day?
Yes, please. Ian's better at that stuff than I am.
It's all birthdays this week.
Uh-huh.
It was Hoosh's, now it's Fallon's. She's invited us all out to Jack's tonight.
Well, have a great time.
Thanks.
And what about you? You don't look very chirpy to say you've got a night out planned. How are you doing?
Ask me at the end of today.
Okay.
I've got to go.
See you later.
Adam!
Hi, Dad.
Hello, darling.
Morning.
What do you think you're doing?
Loading hurdles onto the trailer?
Yes, I can see that.
Could you hook up the three-way drafter for me?
Oh, heaven's sake.
What's the problem?
Well, why on earth didn't you wait for me before you started?
What, to load a few hurdles?
Yes, but you heard your mother. She thought you were looking tired last night.
I'm fine.
Very possibly. But it'll be me who ends up in the doghouse if you do yourself a mischief.
So this is where he works, is it? Yep. I hope the canteen's decent. If the only alternative is the chippy over there. They're miserable places, aren't they, industrial estates?
Yeah.
So, is he here? Can you see his car?
No.
Well, what does he drive?
Oh, yeah, there it is. Oh, I can see it. Alice?
Yeah?
If, you know, Carl and I get back together...
Amy...
He's a good man, I'm sure of it. I just want to be sure that you'll be okay about him and me.
Well, let's just see what he says first.
Okay.
Amy?
What?
Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah, 100%. I've got a good feeling about it. I really need to talk it all over with him.
Okay, well, I'll find somewhere to park around the corner out of the way.
See you in a bit.
Okay. Good luck.
Send the next batch up, would you, Brian?
Righto! Up! Go on.
How are you doing with the casual labour for next week?
Oh, it's all in hand. Come on, fella. Well, I've got a couple of phone calls to make, but there's a lad called Noah something or other. He looks promising.
Yeah?
He's had a couple of summers on a big arable outfit in East Anglia.
Why does he want to come to us?
Oh, that's what I asked him. He said they had some big piece of kit he was dying to get his hands on, but they just used him for carting and on the dryer.
Yeah.
So he's hoping we'll give him some combine time.
Has he ever driven a combine?
Well, to his credit, he told me he's not done much more than move them around a bit.
He's honest, at least.
Yeah. Well, I told him, no promises, we'll see. Do you want to take a break?
I'm fine, let's carry on.
Alice?
Amy, where are you?
Still in reception. He hasn't come down yet.
Really?
Yeah, the receptionist told me he's in a meeting. Just asked her to page him again. She said he still wasn't at his desk, so...
Well, what do you want to do?
Well, I'm here now. I told her I'd wait for as long as it took.
Right.
I'll leave it another few minutes and then I'll ask her again. Oh, wait.
What?
He's coming. Hi, Carl.
Come outside. Come on. Into the car park. What the hell do you think you're playing at, Amy?
I know. I'm sorry.
Sorry?
I had to talk to you.
And you didn't think to give me a call first and ask to meet up?
Would you have answered my call? Look, I didn't want to come here. I had thought that maybe we could talk at your apartment.
When?
This was last week.
I wasn't there last week.
Yeah, I know.
How?
No, it doesn't matter. but I'm sorry to turn up out the blue now. I know it's awkward for you.
This is neither the time nor the place.
Yes, I know.
Look, Amy, why don't you give me a call in a day or so, hey? We can sort something out properly. Meet up for a coffee or something.
But I'm here now.
And I've got another meeting in a few minutes.
I only want a few minutes.
I can't do this.
Please.
This is ridiculous.
5 minutes.
Anyone could come out here.
Please.
Right. All right. I need a cigarette. Wait there.
How many have we got so far?
I'd say 50 or 60.
Well, I reckon there's at least another 40 or so among these.
More than that. More than 100.
Well, a couple of pints of shire says fewer.
You're on.
Well, hang on. Shed this one off, will you? He looks a bit lame.
This way, fella. Have a look at it later.
Oh, Adam.
I'm all right.
Look, I think you should sit down.
I'm fine.
Well, you look very pale. Come on, let's take a break.
Honestly, I'm okay.
Now, I insist. In any case, we've got to eat that fruitcake your mother gave us.
Yeah, it's all right.
Well, you know what she's like. She'll probably carry out an inspection when we get back.
So what do you want from me?
We never got a chance to talk properly.
What do you want me to say?
No, it's not that I'm expecting some kind of explanation. In fact, I think it's me you should explain.
You?
Yeah, I've been thinking it over and for one thing, I realise now that I was being too pushy saying I could move in with you.
You think?
Look, I was just getting carried away. You were the first man who's ever really meant anything to me. He's special. And I realise it was stupid of me to push you like that. It's unrealistic. A man like you. I know you've got commitments.
Amy, have you come here today to ask me to take you back?
Yes. No, I don't know.
Are you seriously thinking we could go back to how we were before?
All I know is it all went wrong when I asked if I could move in with you.
You're damn right.
And that's because I didn't realise at the time. I didn't think... Well, I didn't think that of course you'd need time to find the right moment. You know, to break it to your wife. Carl?
Break it to my wife?
I know you're married.
Your stepmother told you then?
Yeah. And I was shocked and upset. And then when I found out about your little girl...
My little girl?
Oh, well, I did wonder if she might not be yours.
What? Wait a minute. Just rewind, will you? Amy, what the hell are you talking about? How do you know about my daughter?
It doesn't matter.
It matters to me. Have you been following me?
Of course I haven't. It wasn't me, anyway. It was a friend.
And you haven't spoken to either her or Rochelle?
Of course not.
Or had any contact with either of them?
What do you think I am? I'd never do anything like that.
I don't think I believe you.
Oh, Carl. Look, just forget all that. All I wanted to say was that I totally understand that you couldn't live with me till you'd explained things to your wife and made arrangements for your little girl and, you know, that'd take time, but I can wait.
You really are a piece of work, do you know that?
What? I don't understand.
Why, in your wildest dreams, would you imagine that I'd leave Rochelle for you?
I don't know.
Rochelle is a top paid, highly qualified lawyer. She's beautiful, intelligent, and well respected. We live in a lovely house in one of the most sought after areas in the county, and we have lots of high flying, influential, and important friends. Why would I pack all that in for a midwife in the NHS with a vicar for a dad?
But I love you.
And? You really are that naive, aren't you?
Doesn't that mean anything to you? Someone saying they love you means nothing.
You don't know what love means.
Do you?
Go home, Amy. We're done.
So you never meant any of it?
You wanted to hear it.
How How can you go from behaving like that, from being so gentle and romantic and loving, to being so cruel?
I've got to go.
How do you know I won't tell your wife what you are?
You really think she'd take any notice of you?
She might.
Don't be stupid. She'd take you to court for slander. Or maybe she'd just think you were some deluded stalker with a crush on her devoted husband. Because that's what you are.
Well, she can keep her devoted husband. Your marriage can't be all that good if you cheat on her with other women.
If that's what you want to think.
You bastard.
More coffee?
No, thanks.
You sure? I'm having another cup.
No, I'm fine.
You got some colour back anyway.
You sound just like Mum and Ian.
Well, if I were you, I'd take this afternoon off.
I can't.
Well, think about it, Adam. There'll be no breaks once harvesting starts.
I need to do some work on the dryer. I want it ready to carry out a few test fires by the end of the afternoon.
Well, that's a tall order.
We'll see.
Well, at least get Jeff on it too.
Yes, all right.
You shouldn't try to do too much on your own just yet.
I won't, and thanks. Now, come on, finish your coffee. I've got my second wind.
Well, at this rate, we'll be finished by lunchtime.
Then we can have lunch at the Bull, and you can buy me that pint you'll owe me.
Amy, over here.
I hate him. I hate him.
What happened?
All that stuff he said to me. Everything was just... it's just a lie.
Amy,
He didn't mean any of it.
Okay.
He played me.
I know.
And he used me.
Oh, it's all right.
How could he do that to me?
Are you all right?
Hmm?
I just wondered whether you've been struck by lightning or you were channeling your inner scarecrow.
I'm sorry?
Linda, you're standing stock still in the middle of the village.
Ah, no, no. Look, there, beyond that oak.
Oh, yes. Birds.
Not just birds, Kenton. Those are my peregrines and their fledglings. What a wonderful sight.
Not if you're a pigeon, I shouldn't imagine.
Oh, very pretty.
I'm teasing.
Oh, I see.
No, I've seen them a couple of times when I've been out here collecting glasses.
Have you?
Hmm.
Well, this is my first time. Jamie rang me earlier in the week to say he'd spotted them.
Oh, there they go.
Yes, back to St. Stephen's, to their scrape. Oh, that's really made my day.
Oh, good stuff.
Oh, good heavens, is that the time? I'd better get a move on.
Oh, you're coming to the meeting then?
Coming? It's the Fate Committee. I shall be chairing it.
I thought that would be me, as I'm hosting.
Oh, no, that's irrelevant.
Fair enough.
And have you done all your research?
Research?
Into possible activities and games for the sporting part of the entertainment?
Of course.
Well, I do hope you've come up with lots of ideas for us to discuss. Personally, I'm very prepared.
Great.
And the police, anything more?
No, nothing. And I don't know whether I'm disappointed or relieved.
Relieved? Why?
Well, because I'd hate to think Josh had got anywhere near these people, let alone be close enough to have caught them on camera.
Oh, stupid of me.
The Echo rang this morning.
Well, they were bound to want to write something on it.
I suppose so.
But you haven't told them what's really going on?
No. David just talked about vandalism, and they're linking it up with the other stuff that's happened around and about.
Good.
But we had to tell Jill.
Oh, dear.
She was worried about people saying we were negligent and wanting to sue.
Oh, dear, was she?
And we wanted to put her on guard, too, in case...
Well, she's bound to be worried. This won't go on much longer. You should hear soon about the trial date.
I know.
I'm full of admiration for you both. No, I mean it, Ruth. You're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Just stick it out. You'll be so glad you did.
I'm not sure Jill's so sure. Or me.
Lucky I caught you, Jill, before you shut up shop.
Yes.
My life wouldn't be worth living if I'd forgotten this little lot for supper.
No.
Yeah, all Lillian's fags. You know what she's like. Sorry to hear about Kenton.
What about Kenton?
About his plans to go to New Zealand.
Oh?
You know, him and Jolene to visit friends and family.
I don't know anything about it.
Ah. Well, I don't know much myself, only what Jolene said about them not being able to find any cheap flights.
I see.
So they're not going, apparently.
Oh.
Oh, well, you can't always get what you want.
No.
As the Rolling Stones once said.
Right. Is that all, Matt? Only I really do have to get going.
Hello, Ruth. Lucia.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, everyone.
Thank you for coming. And thank you to Kenton for allowing us the use of his and Jolene's living room.
Hey, no worries.
Now, item one on the agenda. Apologies. Jim rang to say he has the most awful toothache.
Ooh, poor Jim. Mm,
chipped a tooth, apparently. Mm. Didn't realise that Hilary Noakes's damson jam had the stones left in it.
Ouch.
Quite. Hayley hasn't got a babysitter. Vicky should be on her way, but I'm sure she won't mind us starting without her. Does anyone know anything about Jill?
Oh!
Oh!
I'm so sorry, everyone.
And that's quite all right, Jill.
Hey, come and sit here, Mum.
Thank you, love.
Do you want a cushion?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Okay.
I'm sure you're all right. You look quite flustered.
Yes, don't worry about me. I was just late shutting up the shop and then I had to go home because I couldn't remember if I'd closed the bedroom windows.
Right. Let's make a start then. Now, item two is the torch.
Jill? I'm fine, dear, honestly.
If I remember correctly, everyone was very enthusiastic about having an Ambridge torch and some sort of opening ceremony.
Yes, it'll make more of an occasion, give everyone a real sense of community.
Good. So let's get down to the nitty-gritty of how it'll work.
Well, where's it going to start off?
Well, who's going to be the keeper of the torch? That's where it'll start off, surely.
How will it be lit?
Ah, good question, Ruth. I thought that...
What about if we actually light it at the fete?
Oh. Good idea.
Yeah, then it can be carried to the field where the sports events will take place and stood in some sort of bay so it continues burning until they're over.
Good idea. Yeah.
Yes, all right. Thank you, Kenton. But we don't want it just to go directly from the village green to the field, do we? Mm-hmm.
Well, what about taking it all around the village using the beating of the bounds route?
Yeah, with lots of people doing different stages. That might work.
No, that's too far away. We should be encouraging big crowds to come out and line the whole route, keeping everyone together in the village.
Jill, what do you think?
Yes, I think Ruth's right.
Hmm. And, of course, some of the terrain isn't suitable, or indeed navigable, for some potential torchbearers, the elderly or the differently abled.
Well, keep it central, then, and pick the bearers according to the bit that they have to cover. Simple. Hmm?
That's a good compromise. I don't think we should exclude anyone.
Yeah. Great. Well, I'll make a poster and put it up downstairs in the bar to recruit the torchbearers.
Excuse me, just a second.
Problem, Linda?
If I may just interject.
Oh, hey, interject away.
Thank you. Robert and I usually make the posters. We're the ones who always have the latest software, after all.
Fine.
And I can make sure it states that all applicants will be considered, regardless of age or ability.
No objections from me.
Yeah. Everyone?
Yes. Yeah.
Carried. Thank you. Now, item three, the sporting activities, Kenton.
I've just realised I haven't offered anyone any drinks.
We really ought to press on.
No, it won't take a sec. Would you all like some coffee? Or fruit juice or mineral water?
Filter coffee, thank you. Then we really should get on.
Daryl, it's Matt. I'd like you to call into the office at the Dare House tomorrow, sometime after work, whenever you're ready. Just give me a bell before you come, just to make sure I'm in. And don't worry, it's nothing bad. I'd just like to show my appreciation again for a job well done.
Matt?
Kenton, how's it going?
Do me a favour, would you?
What's that?
Just nip upstairs with this tray and these crisps and stuff, will you?
What?
Oh, please, mate.
Well, private party, is it?
Oh, no, it's a village fete committee meeting. Just tell them I've been waylaid by a customer.
What are you up to?
No, nothing. I just need 10 minutes. Oh, you don't happen to know any good village websites, do you?
I'd like to call the meeting to order, I think.
Well, shouldn't we wait for Kenton?
Oh, let's just crack on, shall we?
Couldn't agree more, Ruth.
I'm sure he'll be back soon.
He's probably changing a barrel or something.
Right. Well, I shall have to go straight to item 4 in that case, the fields in trust.
Oh, is there some news?
Indeed there is. Jim has heard that the Riverside field has been approved.
That's good news.
So, pending the final transferring of the land, the parish council will receive the deed of dedication and the plaque, both of which should arrive in time for the community games.
Oh, great.
Oh, sorry I got delayed. Community games, am I just in time?
I haven't finished.
Oops.
And I'd like to suggest that we dedicate the field to Her Majesty the Queen on the day of the games as part of the opening ceremony.
Very appropriate.
Yes, I thought so. What I suggest is...
I know. The torch arrives at the field, then there's the speech, blah, 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 blah. Then someone announces, let the games commence.
Yes. That's what I was about to say.
Sorry.
That'll all work really well.
Thank you. And finally, item 3, the games themselves. Apart from anything Kenton may have organised concerning sporting events, I am looking into a dance festival with the Waterley Cross Morris men, among others, thereby marrying the sporting with the cultural.
Talking about sporting, as I promised, Linda.
Good.
There you go. There's some handouts I printed earlier. Now, what about a tug of war over the Am, just near the bridge between the green and the new field?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay, or dragon boating.
The children would love that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so many kids are wrapped up in cotton wool these days. They need to experience a bit of risk, you know, a bit of adventure.
Yeah. Could we read these details later and decide at the next meeting?
Well, can't we continue now?
Oh, I'm sorry, Linda. It's getting late. I've really got to get home.
Well, yeah, actually, me too. I want to get off to Jack's.
Yes, of course. Well, thank you all. We've got quite a bit done. I'll type up the minutes and email them to you before our next meeting.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Oh, it's my mobile. Oh, it's a text from Vicky.
Go on. What's her excuse?
She says, sorry, suddenly came over all tired. Limbs like lead, dropped off in armchair.
Hey, well, that's what you get for leading such a rock and roll lifestyle.
Oh, well. Well, good night, Kenton, Jill.
Night, Linda. Kenton, you got a minute?
Yeah, sure. Just let me get my stuff. I'll be with you in a sec, yeah?
I forgot to ask. How was your birthday?
Oh, it was lovely, thanks. I went to the evening service in Darrington and afterwards Alan took me to this great little pub for something to eat.
What was the food like?
Gorgeous.
Better than Frieda's?
Well, I don't think I've ever tasted Frieda's aubergine pâte-à-cœur.
Frieda's what?
This pub's owned by a young Thai couple.
Oh, I know the one you mean. I've seen it advertised.
I can highly recommend it.
I'm glad you had a good time.
And your flowers are lasting well.
Good. And Amy?
No. She called with a card and present for Alan while I was out.
But nothing for you?
No, I'm not surprised. Not really.
Not even a card? Silly girl.
She's getting her own back, isn't she? Nobody likes home truths.
Well, she had that coming. She was horrible to you.
Yeah. But now she's back with Alice. She might leave home for good.
No. There isn't enough room, is there? Not for her to live with them. Has Alan said anything?
I think he's afraid that she'll find some friends at work to share with.
Well, we've all got to leave home sometime.
Well, it's not that. If she goes to a flat share, straight from Alice's, well, we might never get a proper chance to make things up. You hear of some families where the rifts go on for years and never really heal.
Well, people normally...
David and Elizabeth?
Yeah.
No one should have to go through that.
It's not your fault, you know.
Isn't it?
Well, we were thinking about going.
I think it's a lovely idea.
Yeah, but were is the operative word. Maybe next year when things start picking up again. If they do.
Well, I'd like to start planning for this year instead.
Mum, what are you doing?
I'm going to write you out a cheque towards the cost of the flights. It's easy to find excuses not to go somewhere so far away.
No, stop. I can't let you do that, Mum. It's far too much money.
Don't be silly. You and Meriel deserve to enjoy some time together. Family is what's important, not money. I'm only too happy I can help.
Oh.
Right, I've cleaned the ports on the grain dryer burners.
David.
What?
Have a look.
Let's see.
Pip just gave it to me. Look at the headline.
Oh, no.
Terror on local farm.
Terrified visitors scatter in fear for their lives as 80 strong herd of bulls rampage through farmyard.
There's more on page two.
Oh.
Where did they get those?
It's people sending them in from their own cameras and mobiles, I expect.
Our visitors?
Well, yeah.
Can I have some crisps, Mum? Oh, is that the Echo?
I'm putting it in the recycling.
That's okay, I've seen it. Somebody had a copy at school.
They would.
Have you seen this photo? You should have heard some of the girls in my year group. They were like, oh, Josh, you're such a hero.
What are you talking about?
Look, in this one, it looks like I'm the only steward facing all those bullocks.
And you're proud of that, are you?
What?
A photo in the front of the local newspaper that makes us look at the very least inept and at worst completely unprofessional and unsafe?
David, if you read the whole article, they do talk about vandalism.
It's just a photo.
It's not just a photo. It's an image of our farm that will stay in everybody's mind, no matter what it says about vandalism or whatever.
I'll get you some milking, though.
For goodness sake, David. It's not Josh's fault.
Well, he doesn't seem that bothered about it. Is that it?
No. There are some letters, too.
Saying what?
Angry parents calling us incompetent for not checking the fencing.
Well, I knew it'd be big, but I didn't expect this.
Well, what did you expect?
I don't know. Not the front page.
But, David, it is front page stuff. That article, that's exactly what happened, isn't it?
Well,
people frightened. Animals just as scared running at them. Families with toddlers and babies and pushchairs desperate to get out of the way.
Yeah.
It must have been terrifying. If it had been me or you, when ours were little.
Yeah. I know.
How was your shift?
Oh, Amy, you look...
Yeah, it wasn't a good day.
Oh, take your jacket off and put your feet up. You must be exhausted. I've opened a bottle of Pinot. Do you want a glass?
Oh, yeah, that'd be lovely, thanks.
Okay. I have a vegetarian risotto in the oven.
Oh, that sounds great.
And I'll go and get a film from the shop, if you like.
Oh, okay.
Chris said he's going to Susan straight after work.
Oh?
Yeah. Here you are.
Thanks.
Yeah, she wanted to give him his birthday present and then he'll be out at Nets all evening and they always go to the Bull for a pint, so...
Oh.
So, what happened at work?
Oh, I was with a 15-year-old from a care home for hours and her birthing partner was a care worker. Imagine that.
Oh, how awful.
The dad was nowhere to be seen. And she hasn't had contact with her own mother since she found out she was pregnant.
Gosh. Poor kid.
Yeah. Kind of puts your own pathetic problems into perspective, doesn't it?
Josh? Have you done your homework?
I'll go up and do it now.
Have you been on Facebook?
Nah, me and Phoebe have been Skyping.
How's she doing?
Okay.
Good.
She was asking me about Sunday.
Who was she?
She wanted to know why I still haven't put any film up on the website.
And what did you say?
Just that I haven't got it.
But you didn't say you'd given it to the police?
Of course not.
Okay, I'm sorry. Just checking.
I do know how to keep a secret.
I know you do. It's just that it's a huge thing to have to keep to yourself. And that's not easy. I know myself.
I'm glad the police have got it.
Are you? Why?
I don't know. I just don't feel like I want to watch it.
Don't you?
I was filming all over the farm, wasn't I?
Yeah, you were.
Well, suppose I have accidentally filmed something or somebody. That's what the police are hoping, aren't they?
Yeah.
And then, would I be called to court to give evidence?
No, of course you wouldn't.
Sure.
Yes.
But I can ask Usha if you like, just to be 100%.
Thanks. When's it all going to be over, Mum?
David?
Oh, sorry.
What is it?
Oh, just wanted to know if you've eaten.
Not yet.
Hi, Joshy.
Hi.
I'm sorry about going off the deep end earlier.
It's okay.
I'll be through in a minute. You make the start if you want.
Yeah, okay.
I'm okay, Mum.
Josh?
Honestly, you don't have to worry about me as well.
How is it?
Sorry?
The moussaka.
Oh, delicious.
Yeah, it's not too oily.
No, no, really, it's lovely. Thanks.
Oh, good. I've only made it a couple of times and, well, sometimes the way Chris eats, I swear, he hardly notices what it is, let alone what it tastes like. It's not eating so much as posting it down.
I suppose it makes him hungry, the job he does.
Well, I don't know whether to take him to the tapas tomorrow or to Botticelli's. What would you do?
No idea.
Oh, I want it to be special for his birthday. Have you heard what it's like nowadays?
No. Chris is lovely. You're so lucky to have him.
Yeah, I know. Amy?
I'll make us some coffee, should I?
Here you go.
Oh, cheers, Anna.
I hear your brother and Jolene are off to New Zealand.
Really? Just news to me.
No, he's booked the flights, apparently.
Oh? Well, good for them. Well, I bet he can't wait to see Mary.
And someone said they spotted Neil doing a few star jumps and press-ups tonight, before Nets.
Neil?
Maybe he thinks he could win his place back from Jamie Perks. Oh. Did you hear about Sunday?
Yeah, they lost, didn't they?
Against Paxley.
Yeah, it's bad news.
I know. Still, they're up against Loxley Barrett at the weekend. She'll be able to claw a few points back there, at least.
Oh, hopefully.
Poor old Neil. I don't know if Ifty can work some of that magic for him, but at his age.
Well, he's always been a decent bowler. So if Ifty can get him to tighten up his delivery...
Yeah, you never know. They miss Tom too, you know?
Yeah.
Is Pip still helping them out at Bridge Farm?
Yep.
What does she think about organics?
Haven't really discussed it. But, I'm very happy for her to work on other farms. You know, good experience.
Of course. We saw the Echo.
Yeah, well, to be honest, Adam, it was a real shock seeing it all in black and white.
I can imagine. And I bet the brainless kids who cut the fence still think it was a great laugh.
Yeah.
When they catch them, I hope they lock them up and throw away the key.
Yeah. It's how it all ripples out to affect everyone, you know?
Have you heard from the police?
Not since Monday, no. And well, that was a conversation about your case.
Have they given you a date?
No, I'd have said...
What kind of people would do that?
Yeah, good question. So, what you going to do for your birthday?
Well, Ian's got plans. Uh-huh. Apparently, they involve a Michelin star.
Ooh, impressive.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic, I'm sure. It's just a bit of a trek.
Where is it?
Somewhere out in the sticks, along the River Mercer.
Oh, right.
To be honest, I'm doing it for him. It's lovely, but I just know I'm going to be exhausted.
Yeah. Is this your first full week back?
Yeah, and it's all just stuck to my fingers a bit, if you know what I mean. Everything's taken twice as long as it should.
That's frustrating.
And I was hoping to get a day off before combining starts.
Can't you tell him? I'm sure he'd understand.
Well, he would, but I don't want to let him down. He's been brilliant since... You know, I mean, unbelievably supportive.
Yeah, I suspect you are a terrible patient.
A nightmare. It has been, hasn't it? A nightmare for everyone.
Yeah. Well, don't you worry. I'll be there in court to help nail them.
Oh,
Oh, Amy, leave the dishes to drain. It's fine.
It's the least I can do.
Oh, you've done enough. Come and sit down.
Well, thanks. And for the strawberries and ice cream, too.
Well, I thought we deserved a treat. Shall I put the film on?
It's a bit late now.
We can always ring Chris and tell him to stay on at the ball.
Actually, Alice, would you mind if I took this glass of wine up and had a bath?
No, of course not. You don't have to ask.
Thanks. I'm really tired and I've got another long shift tomorrow.
Amy.
What?
All I wanted to say was, and I don't want to pry, I want you to know that if you want to talk any time, I'll be here to listen. And I won't judge you.
Well, you don't need to. I can do that all by myself.
Amy. Don't be too hard on yourself.
How can I not be?
You made a mistake.
No, you don't understand.
Well, tell me then.
No, I can't.
It can't be that bad.
Yeah, it is. I'm so ashamed.
Why?
Because I'd have stayed with Carl, even though I knew he was married with a little girl, if he told me he'd leave them for me. I'm a monster.
Don't say that. You were in love.
You know, the sad thing is, I think his marriage really is a sham.
Well, what makes you say that?
The things he said when he talked about his wife. It's all about money, really. How much she earned, their lovely house, status. I don't think he once said he loved her. Lucia was right about me all along, wasn't she? I said some horrible, hurtful things to her.
I'm sure she understands.
I never even took her a birthday card. Can you believe it?
Just tell her you forgive her.
Alice, I don't even think I can face her.
Yeah, but you'll have to face her, and your dad sometime, and, well, if it were me, I'd get it over with as soon as I could.
See you later.
Sorry, Dad.
That's okay. Pip, can you do me a favour?
Yeah, of course.
Can you call in at the farm store on your way back?
Yeah, sure. What is it you want?
Can you pick me up some of those hose clips?
Okay. Oh, sorry, I've got another call coming through. It'll be Spencer. You do still want us to sit in tonight?
Yeah, please.
No problem. All right, bye.
Bye.
Hi, Spencer.
Is that Philippa Archer?
Yeah, who's this?
I've got a message for your father.
Up a bit.
Right.
A bit more.
Mm-hmm.
A touch more.
Yeah?
Yep, that looks straight to me.
Oh, thanks, Ruth. I've got another couple of these banners and a couple that say 50th birthday as well. What do you think?
Yeah, go for it.
You sure?
Definitely. You're just not bothered about being 50, is she?
All right, then. I'll put this happy birthday one on the far wall and the 50s ones over the windows and on the wall facing. And
the other one we can put up along the front of the bar.
Yeah, good thinking. Oh, I'm glad I volunteered you to help me.
You can buy me a large red wine tonight as a reward.
Seriously, though, I appreciate it.
It's a pleasure.
Frieda offered, bless her cotton socks, but I wouldn't put it past her to cover the tables in doilies and hang balloons in the corners in groups of threes.
Two round ones and a long one?
That's what she did for Mr. Pullen's 90th. But the giggles from the over 60s went right over her head.
Well, what about balloons?
Oh, I've got that sorted. I've got about 2 dozen helium-filled ones. You know, the sorts with weights on the end of the ribbons.
Perfect.
Jolene's storing them for me in one of the outbuildings.
We could put some on the top table where Ushel be sitting and then the rest round the room.
Oh, yeah. And I've got these for the spaces between the windows.
Keep calm and party on. Great.
Plus, I've ordered 12 bottles of bubbly from Kenton for the toast.
Wow, you are pushing the board out.
Well, you know, things worth doing. Kenton's bringing those. Elizabeth had a meeting in Borchester, so she's offered to pick up the cake.
Sounds like you've got everything you'll need.
Yeah, more or less.
Yeah. Listen, why don't you go and get the balloons and I'll start putting the rest of these banners up.
Yeah, right, you are. Oh, problem?
No, it's fine. It's Pip.
Hi.
Hi, Pip.
Mum, where are you?
What's the matter?
I got home and you're not here. Where are you?
I'm only at the Bull. I'll come home straight away.
And you don't know when she'll be back?
Alice, sorry, I've no idea.
Oh, well, maybe she's meeting Chris. I've tried a mobile, but it just went to voicemail.
Can I pass on a message?
No, I've left her a voicemail myself.
Hey, Amy.
Oh, hi, Ian.
Adam.
Hi. Have you got a key for the nest?
Yeah, thanks.
Uh-huh.
Problem?
No.
I'm a good listener.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Thanks for your offer anyway.
Okay, bye. She does look fine.
Happy birthday, Adam.
Cheers.
So, are you ready for your treat?
Absolutely.
You'll love it. I know you will. There are no menus on the website, so that's intriguing.
Uh-huh.
The building itself's an old manor house in its own grounds. The lawns slope gently down towards the riverbank.
Sounds idyllic.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It's a far cry from Scardino's in N8 all those years ago.
He's done well for himself.
You can say that again. A Michelin star already. He was always ambitious, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, a few of us used to meet up sometimes for a fry-up after work. We'd be there, tiny little greasy spoon. It was us sous chefs and a few cabbies.
Yeah?
Yeah, 4, 5 in the morning. The Kurdish cook did the best full English breakfast for miles, I swear. Azad, he was called.
You're making me hungry already.
Anyway, my friend Milo, the one who boasts the star, was always the last to arrive because he'd be obsessively checking the stores and the first to leave to get down to the markets. Well, Scardino's was just a family-run trattoria, but that's how he was.
So, it'll be top-notch tonight, then?
Too right, and you never know. I might get some inspiration.
Ah, this is a spying mission now.
No, I'd never copy what he's doing.
No.
But you never know. It might act as a springboard to my imagination. You can never rest on your laurels.
Oh.
You okay?
Oh, yeah, fine.
What's wrong? Is it your back?
Nothing.
Come on, have a sit down.
Stop fussing.
You sure?
Yes. I'll be right as rain once I've had a hot shower. Honestly, I'm fine.
And that's what he said?
Yeah, that they were watching. Watching me and Josh and Ben.
Oh, Pip. And there was no number listed in the call log?
No, just unknown number.
What did he sound like?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, Pet. I know it must be horrible to remember, but it might be useful if you can.
He just sounded ordinary. I didn't really have time to think about it.
Right. Please don't say anything to Ben or Josh. Not just yet.
Well, where are they?
Don't worry. Ben's in the orchard with Gran. I've just seen him. And Josh is with Eddie in the milking parlour.
Who are you calling?
The police.
Pip. What happened? Hey, it's all right.
Oh,
it's all right.
Dad.
All right.
Wow!
Will I do?
You look fantastic.
Thank you.
And, perhaps this will help complete the outfit.
What's this? Alan!
Do you like it?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Great. I've kept the receipt, though they're a bit snooty in the jewellers. I'm not sure if you can exchange necklaces.
Oh, don't be silly. Oh, I love it. Oh, well, help me put it on.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting anything else. I thought you'd already given me my present on Sunday.
Yeah, well, like they say, I saw this and I thought of you. It deserves spoiling.
Do I?
Let's enjoy tonight without worrying about anything else. I just want you to have a good time.
OK. I'll try.
Well, put it all out of your mind and let's get to the Bull before your guests arrive. We can't have a party without the birthday girl.
That you, Adam?
Hey.
Hey, yourself?
I am so sorry to be so late. It was a bit of a struggle this afternoon. Typical.
That's okay.
You know, I had to change a tyre on one of the trailers.
Don't worry about it.
It won't take me long to get ready. I promise.
Take your time.
Oh, no. I meant to iron my white shirt.
Yeah, I've put your clothes out in the bed already.
Oh, please don't say you've ironed my shirt. We'll have more creases in it now than when you started.
I haven't touched your white shirt.
Well, where is it then? There's only a T-shirt and a pair of swimming shorts on the bed.
Yep. That's what you're changing into.
Is this a wind-up? How can I go to a black tie dinner in a black T-shirt and shorts?
You can't.
But
you can go to your birthday barbecue in them.
What? Where?
Here.
Oh, so no Milo?
No Milo, no Michelin, no seven-course meal. Instead, it'll be margaritas and filet mignon and a back rub and hot tub for dessert. How's that sound?
Yes, chef.
I feel like the Queen standing here greeting people as they arrive.
Stop it! Come and have a bop!
I will, in a minute.
Have you heard anything from Ruth?
No.
I hope everything's all right. Hey, I bet you can't remember where you were when this came out.
Yes, I can. Some of my cousins and I took Auntie Satya to see the film.
Ha, ha. I bet she was scandalised by Rizzo and the Pink Ladies.
Well, she had to pretend she was in front of us.
I might wind her up about it later.
Don't you dare.
Oh, I'm so glad she could come.
Sanjeev and Rupa organised a minibus, and you know what Satya is like.
Yeah, proper party animal. Come on, come on, come and dance.
I will.
Well, most people are here now, and you'll have all night to get round everybody and say hello.
Well, I just didn't want to miss anyone.
Usha.
I know.
Come on, before it finishes.
All right.
Usha?
Amy.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, love.
Hi, Dad. Usha.
It's all right.
Oh, being so stupid.
No, I'm not going. How can I?
I'll stay here with Pip and the boys. Usha will miss you.
No, I'd be on edge the whole time. The police said they can't trace the call, so how do we know they aren't outside, down one of the lanes, right now?
Spencer and I'll go out and have a recce.
No, stay here. Stay inside.
Hey, come here, sit down. Come on, come here. Look, they won't be around tonight.
You don't know that.
Think about it for a minute. For one thing, they're going to wait to see what my reaction will be and what the police do.
So what are you saying? We've got a few days' grace before they do something horrible to one of the children.
That won't happen. I won't let it.
How will you stop them?
I'll talk to the police and I'll get advice.
Well, how can you get into the minds of people like that? You don't know what they're planning.
Look, for one thing, we've got the cameras outside now.
Oh, they could shoot them out. They've done it once already to the lights.
No, they won't risk being caught on camera. You're letting your imagination run away with you.
And you're being too laid back.
What do you think I should do? I mean, I can hardly sit at the window 24/7 with a shotgun poised.
David, these people are clever. The attack on Sunday was well planned. They'd been in the farmyard already.
That was before the cameras were installed.
Oh, they even got inside the tractor. What about the school?
Pip and Josh will be with friends the whole time, and they'll be on their guard.
But Ben, he doesn't know anything about it.
All right, we'll speak to his teachers.
Well, what good will that do? We're his parents, and we couldn't protect him from finding the ram. We can't watch him every minute of the day.
Ruth.
Oh, it's not good enough. I'm not letting any of them out of my sight.
Look, it could be weeks yet before a date is set for trial.
I know.
We can't live like that.
No. No, we can't.
Ruth, I can't let Adam down. He could have died.
And one of our children still could. It's not worth the risk. You know it's not. Please, go to the police first thing tomorrow and tell them you won't do it. Pull out, David. This has to stop now.